The mitzvah, a lot of people are there in a public place. If roiv nochrim, if roiv goyim are there, is mutter lishtamish loyrei. Then Yisrael could have a nochrim even on Shabbos. He could read there. He could use that light. If roiv Yisrael, if roiv people in this mitzvah, in this meeting place, is Yisraelim, is Yidden, then also it's also to have a nochrim light. Machta was 50-50 is also also. It's also also to have a nochrim. Rashi Nera Dolph Masiba, Shabbat Yodim, and Roy Yisrael Osa, Vahocha, that we do me the Makiroi, Hoy Berubaninu, Azagat Aitel Hadig, Apishvil Luktoni Osa. It says it's Osa here, and the Gemara the same Terra, it's Osa Nami, Ki Madlik, Adaita the Ruba Madaki. So, Svara, when you light the light, who do you light it for? For the Rove people. So, since the Rove people come to this Masiba, are Yisraelim, it's said that the Goy is lighting it directly for the Israel. If the Goy puts on a light for the Israel, it's also to have an offer from it. Rashi Adaita the Ruba. Hilkach Yisrael Ika. Now Rashi says, Ayo Machza Machza 50-50, why is it Chayiv? Nami, Lekele Meikam Olo Dimilsa. We don't know. Yikele Meim Ika Daita the Madlik Vishvil Yisrael, Vigele Meim Ika Daita the Madlik Vishvil Dochri. We mesupik which das he has. That's why, Bamachza Machza Min Asafik, it's awesome. Avo Nochri Vishvil, Via Madlik Atzim Mishtamish Loiroi, Vadi Yikir Adaita the Day of it. But where a guy lights it for his own purpose that he wants to read there, even though he knows Yisrael will also use it, Avada there is Ikadas for himself, and it's Mutter. And the Morris will say a Maisa. The Morris Shmuel Ikloy Leveyavin. Shmuel went to visit the Veyavin Turin. That's the name of the place where he lives, Rashi Turin the Mokum. Also, who Nochri on Shabbos, the guy came into the room. Adlik Sharga. The guy put on the light, he put on the Nair on Shabbos. Ahadre Shmuel Yapi. So right away Shmuel turned around his head, like not to have enough from that Nair. Hey, the Shmuel thought the guy came in to put the light on Mishmuel Yisrael. He saw two Yidden here. He thought the guy was a nice guy. He wanted the Yidden to have light. It's also to have enough from that light. Of is like Kabakiv on the Chaza, the IC Shtora, the Kokori. But then he saw the guy take out his Shtoras, take out his newspapers, and start reading them. Is Oma, Yishmuel said, Adaita den Ashrihu Diablik. He's, why did the guy put on this light? For his own sake. Because the guy wants to read. That's why he put on the light. Then Shmuel turned around his head, and then it's mutter to have enough from that light. And since the guy here lit it for himself, it's mutter to have enough. The guy brought a shtar that he wanted to read, so then Shmuel understood the guy was doing it himself. Melech mutter. And that's the halacha. If a guy does a malacha directly for Yisrael, it's also to have a no. Just if he does it for his own sake, then it's mutter for Yisrael to have a no from it.
Why can't it be considered like an honor?
Because the rabbanon asked him, the rabbanon, they don't want you to have a no because we're afraid you'll come to tell the guy to do it. That's why it's exera. That if he does it for you by himself, and you'll have enough from it, you'll have enjoyment from it, you'll come again to tell the guy next Shabbat to do it. So Bon don't want you to have enough from it, that's awesome. Hajjan Alecha Kol Kisei. Yeah, Zot the Mishnah. Kol HaKelim Nitolim Shabbos. This is a parak about Muksa, which Kelim you're allowed to touch, not touch. It is Kol HaKelim Nitolim Shabbos. Tam Kelim are not Muksa, you're allowed to touch them on Shabbos. But also same Mimuhim. You can even touch the doors of the amwar of your chest, you can touch the doors also. Afal Pishin Esparku B'Shabbos. Even though the doors of the chest came off on Shabbos, still you're allowed to touch the door. Hey, the door still has the shame kli on it. It's not doimis to a door of the house. If the door of the house came off on Shabbos, you can't use it. It's muksa. That door is muksa, you can't touch it. But the door of a chest, of a not mechubla karka came off, it's still called the kli. So Drashi, kol hakelim tolim shazol tem imoim. Kol hakelim sheish lehem dloseis. Yeah, all type of kelim that has losses has handles to it. A guy in shita table migdol is nitolim b'shabbos. You allowed to touch them on Shabbos. Ud losay sheyesh lem b'tzidon imohen nitolim imohen. If they have doors on the side of them, you could touch the door also. And this is called the door of the chest. Just like the chest is a kli, you could touch. Well, then the door is also called a kli. The afal pishin is spark drashi adalsus min a kelim. Even though the door of the chest came off, still the locher is nitolim. You allowed to touch it. You allowed to move it. Not daimin to the door of the house. Sheini tolin. Lefishadalta sabayis ainam in amuchin letautol. Sheinam kli. They're not called the kli by itself. It's called a part of the binyan. And the door came off the house. It's called like a stereo. And you can't put it back on Shabbos. So now the door is called muksa. Avul elu hain kli agavavim. Mashenkin, the door of a chest. Since the chest is called a kli, and this door has a purpose, it's usable for the chest. So even though it came off the chest,
still it's called a kli, you're allowed to touch it on Shabbos. If any door to the chest you could touch, just the door of the house, that has no purpose at all. That's like muksa. The only thing the door of the house is aimed for is to put back onto the house, and that's muksa, binyan, therefore blames muksa. It's awesome. Right. Noita lodom kurnes lift soya boyesa agoizen. A person can take on Shabbos a kurnes type of a hammer and to knock open, crack open nuts. Hey, even though a hammer is a klisham lachtel yisr, but this is the klais like serva gufo yis mutter. If you want to use a hammer for the purpose of heter to crack open nuts, it's mutter. Trashi kurnes, martel. Hu adin kurdim lachtech boyes advela. It's a big like a hatchet that you want to chop off the dvela. Trashi miyachash or so eagle. Overhe, it's very thick. Miyoid bekosha kagvina. It gets hard like cheese. But sara kudis lachotchin, like a hatchet to chop it up. You take the hatchet on Shabbos, even though the hatchet itself is like muksa, it's a klisha mlachta liyisr, because rov tashmishri is to chop wood with, but now that you want to use the dover heter, it's mutter. That's called the tzarech gufay. Megero, a type of a sword, loga boyas agvina. You have cheese, and you want to cut a slice of cheese, so you'll have to take a big sword to cut the cheese on Shabbos. Trashi megero, cane, slack on a knife, yesh babakimus harbi. Because you need a good sword to cut a big piece of cheese, a thick piece of cheese. Fight the magrefa, ligrav boyes hagregris. Magrefa, that's what you shovel like. You want to use it to shovel out the gregris, the dried out dates. Trash ligrus of the gregris, mina chavis. You want to take the dried out dates from the chavis, you could use a shovel to take them out. Esareches viesa malges, the type of pitchforks like. Loses olav lekotin. The latter use it on Shabbos to put food on it and give it to a cotton to eat with. Trashi malgeis kemin ater, like a pitchfork. Shkarim put to shabarzo. For like gimel shlem has three forks to it. Or mahapchen by kash begurim. You turn over the hay with it. It loses all of the cotton mezainis. In case you have nothing else to feed your kid with, you want to feed him with a pitchfork so you can put the food on the pitchfork and feed it to your kid. Now, the lach has brought down these are only mutter, providing you have no other kli to use to break over the nuts. Havad, if you have a regular nutshell, a nutcracker, you shouldn't use a hammer. You're only allowed to use these kelim that are muksa. If you have nothing else to open up the hammer, then it's mutter. Weiter, es hakush v'es hakarko litrach boy. Kush, the karko, these are type of kelim they use for the weavers, the weaver sticks. Even though it's muksa, but it's called a kli, so you can use a litchav boy. If you want to stick it in Rashi, lecho boy, tusim, lecho pri. You want to use it for toothsticks, to stick it into the berries, you can use these sticks that the weavers use to use it. Machet shel yad, lito boy esakoitz. If you have a needle that you use to sew with your hand, even though it's a kli shel machtel, you see now how to sew on Shabbos, still you're allowed to use it, lito boy esakoitz. If you have a splinter in your finger, you're allowed to use the needle to get out the splinter. The shel sakoyim, those are bigger needles, lifteich v'esadelis. You want to use it to break open the lock, not to break it open, but to open the door, you're allowed to use it. Trashi makat shiyad means makat cotton, shikot as a begodim. You want to use small needles that you weave with, you sew with, that's mutter if you're using it for hectic purse, take out a splinter. Shel sakoyin is nachal gedolah, a bigger needle. Shel toifim bo sakim to make sacks with it. Then the toich boy is adelis. Mi shavad mafteches. Somebody lost his keys. If you want to use the needle to open up the lock, so you let him do that on Shabbos if you use this big needle. So that's the klal. Even though these are kedlin shel machtel yisur stam, you shouldn't touch them on Shabbos. But if it's a perch, it's a purpose. Tarech a heter, it's mutter. So the Gemara kol ha kedlin nitolim. The Mishnah says v'yafa pishin esparku b'Shabbos. Even though the chest, the door came off on Shabbos. So Chorus Mashmon, Floimi Boy Bechol. It's a Chiddush. Not only if it came off in the middle of the weekday, are you allowed to carry it on Shabbos, but the Mishnah's Mashmon, even if it came off on Shabbos, still it's Mutter. For the Gemara Pumfakiyat Adarab, the Svar is, the Shabbos. If at the beginning of Shabbos, this chest was 100% good chest, the door was on the chest. Now on Shabbos, the door came off. Then we'll say Svaro Muchone Magabi Avim. Since at the beginning of Shabbos this door was usable, so God Hashem cleared at the beginning of Shabbos. So therefore, throughout the whole Shabbos, it still retains its din kli. Mashenkin Bechol. Let's say the door came off the chest before Shabbos, came off Bechol. Maybe then at the beginning of Shabbos, since it wasn't part of the chest, it's not called a kli maybe. So for Kat, that's a bigger Kiddush. It's a bigger Kiddush to say if the door came off on Friday, that you can still use it on Shabbos, that's a bigger Kiddush than telling me if it only came off on Shabbos. So the more enechnami, Omar Abay Yochi Komer. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Kol ha-kelim nitolim b'Shabbos v'dalso seimi mohim. All the kelim you could touch on Shabbos with its doors. Afal pish in a sparkle b'chol. And even though the door came off on Friday before Shabbos, so the beginning of Shabbos, this door was not part of the chest, still is nitolim b'Shabbos. Because what is this door oimit for? It's oimit to be used for this kli. So it still has the shame kli on it. It didn't lose its shame kli. You could touch it. Same thing like the cover of a kelim, the cover of a barrel. You have a barrel cover. It's not muksa. Since it's called the cover for the barrel. Rashi, let me boy bechoyel kosalka daitoch v'yafo pishin esparku ha b'shabbos diktoni reisha koi. Even though it came off on Shabbos, or mash ma'afo pishin esparku ha yoim. Even though it came off on Shabbos mutarim, let me boy in the spark of Miemish. If it came off on Friday, Avadu it's mutar. That's the Moskash Adarabah. My Yapa Pishach Lemisni, Havadu in the spark of Shabbos, if it came off on Shabbos, the Kli, Ekel Mishri, that's the biggest for to say it's mutar. Mishum the Chikodish Yoim, at the beginning of Shabbos, heavy Machon Matat like Avavim. At the beginning of Shabbos, this door was still attached to the chest, so it's called the door, Avadu it's mutar. And the Marnach Lam Hilchikoma, the Alpha P. Loya Ravusa the Nisparka B'Shabbos Koi, and Ravusa the Nisparka B'Chayla B'Shabbos Koi. Now, the Chiddush is, even though it came off on Friday, still it's still called the Kli, and you can touch it on Shabbos. Tana Rabbon, the Mar. Tana Rabbon, Delis, the door, Shal Shida, Shal Teva, Shal Migdal, different type of chests, is Neitlin, you could take them off on Shabbos. You could take off the door off a chest on Shabbos. Avaloy Machzirin, but you're not allowed to put the door back on a Shabbos. That not. The shalul shotanagulim, you have a croup for chickens, then loy neutlin, you can't take the door off on Shabbos. Loy machzirin, now let's put the door back on Shabbos. But bishleima shalul, this time I understand the coop where the chickens are, shotanagulim, ksovar, kivon de mechabi barrio, usually this coop is attached to the ground. So the zoi we hold, yesh binye bekarka. It's called binye bekarka, so to put the door back onto the coop, imam is building on Shabbos, that's awesome. And who are din yeshtira b'karka? And all are be seisur a binyan on Shabbos. So to take off the door from the kuf on Shabbos, havadar it's also. Ella the kashri is shoshida shoteva shomigdol. These type of chests or boxes you have, it's not mechub l'karka. It's a regular chest. So churas umanushach. My kesava, what do you hold? E kesava yesh binyan b'kelim. If you hold even though it's only a kli, like here a chest, it's not mechub l'karka. It's not attached to the ground. It's only a kli that's immovable. Still, you want to say yesh binyan. There's an issa to build on it on Shabbos, and who are din? Then it has to be yesh stira. There has to be an issa to take it apart on Shabbos. Bekelim or bezoi v'yain stira monashach. If you hold like that, if you hold this binyan, there has to be stira. Then it's shver. How could you say you're allowed to take off the door on Shabbos? You're being sayes to the kli. V'yain stira elamai. You can tell me no. There's no issa stira on Shabbos bekelim. You're allowed to take the door off the closet, off the dresser on Shabbos. Or bezoy the klal to be and binyan bekelim. It's totally zebezeh. Who are then? There's no issa binyan. You're allowed to build on Shabbos kelim. So bezoy, you should be allowed to put the door back on Shabbos. So how come the brayta says you're allowed to take off the door on Shabbos from a chest, but you can't put it back in again? And Gemara Amar Abaya Luyolam Ksava Yesh Binyan Kelim Yesh Dira Bekelim. Hatay Atake is talking about it is an issa. V'shenitlu Komer. It doesn't mean you're allowed to take it off. Just means if it came off by itself. I'm going to lay rubber for the rubber. Stay true with the dove. I have two kashas on this teretz. Chodo dini tolen ketoni. One, it says claw that you took it off. Mashma is telling Yalacha you're allowed to take off the door, off the chest on Shabbos. V'yoid, my avolei machzirin. Avizoy, if it came off by itself, what's the lashon avolei machzirin? I mean, pshita. If you're telling me not allowed to even take it off, so pshita can't put it back on again. Elo amar rubber. That's not the pshat. The pshat is ksava we hold, ein binyi bekelim. Really, there's no issa binyan by kelim on Shabbos. The ain't stira by kelim. Who are then? There's no issa stira on kelim. So therefore, you're allowed to take the door off the hinge on Shabbos. That's mutter. Off a door, off a kli, not off the wall. If it's mechub l'karka, there will be issa stira. But just on your chest, you're allowed to take the door off the chest on Shabbos. But to put it back again, there's new gzeira. Memesim's ain't stira by kelim. Over here, to put it back again, there's a gzeira shem yitoka. When you go to put the door back on the hinges, we're afraid you put it in too tight. And when you do it too tight, that's by tikkun mono, that will blame us already. Shrashi, neitlin mashrim misalkun eisim b'shabbos tirs lehem. You can take it off its hinge. Lul binyan hosel tanagrelim. It's a coop made for chickens. Le neitlin lemachzirin. Kedafarsh v'yozom chazrosa binyan mamish. Because the coop, that's mamish binyan. But seluke, taken off the door, is thira gemurihi. Mike is over. How come by the chest there's a chilek between
Putting it off, taking it off is mutam, putting on is awesome. Shematzuk Zasul, Iksav Yesh bin Mechanic Zasul Binyan. But not to come, yeah. And Terat says, Yerlam Joshua Savar ain't still remain binyan. Hilkach, Neutlin, you're allowed to take the door off the chest on Shabbos. Or Miyaway Machzirim with Rabbonin. But with Rabbonin, there's Xeri, you can't put the door back on again. For Xeri Shem Yitoka, Bechazoka, we're afraid maybe you put it back very tight. The Sakin, you use a knife, for you say this in pegs. The Evelay Gemar Molochim. The Chayim Shumakra Patish. Then Rashi learns if you put it back too tight with the pegs, that's like the Gemar Malachim. That's called you fixing off the chair. So the last final touch of making this chair usable or making this chest usable would be an Issa Makapatish. So if we're not allowed to put the door back on again, but you're allowed to take the door off. Avad is providing the door comes off very easily. Avad is not allowed to unscrew any screws on Shabbos. As if the door just gets hooked right off, you're allowed to take the door off on Shabbos. Right, Neutlin Odom Kurnis. So the Mishnah says you're allowed to take a hammer to use to break open nuts on Shabbos. Omer Rav Yehuda, Kurnos Shelagoizim. Rav Yehuda learns really there's no Chiddush in the Mishnah. We're talking about a hammer that's meant to use for a goizim. You're allowed to use a hammer that's meant to chop open nuts. Lutzaya Boesagoizim. Avol Shelnufachim, but a hammer that the blacksmith uses, Loi. That's a klisha master yisar. That's also even to use for nuts. Kesover, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Dova shomlachtel yisar, like a blacksmith's hammer, a regular hammer, that the ikum aloch of a hammer is meant for yisar. It's meant for building. That's also doing Shabbos. So how to Rabbi Yehuda afilu l'tzara gufay yosam? Even now you want to use this hammer, the l'tzara gufay. You want to use the hammer for the purpose of cracking open nuts. Still Rabbi Yehuda hold this also. That's Rabbi Yehuda shita. We don't hold the Rabbi Yehuda. Omale Rabba, Frech Rabba Kash, Elo Meyata. If, like you're saying, Sefer Diktoni, what does the Sefer Mishnah say? V'yesoreches, v'yesamalgeis, loses all of the cotton. You're allowed to use the pitchfork to use to give food to the cotton. Is Lechura Reches, the Mazlug, me Meyata, the cotton? A pitchfork sheet is not meant to use only to feed Ketanim. Havada, the Ikum Locher is to do the hay to work on the fields with, which is called the Mlachtel Yisr. And still the Mishnah says it's mutter. So here you see claw, even though the clear is mlachtel yisrim, but the saragufay it's mutter. Rashi says the saragufay shagufay tsarach oid lemloch acheres. Now you want to use this hammer for a different melocha. Shel heter to crack open nuts is Rabbi Yudol's ein metalta noisel yisrim melocha. Still you can't use the hammer to crack open the nuts. The kol shchein im ein tsarach elo lifnois mekaymei. And avad if you only want to use the hammer to take it away from its makom, tsarach mekaymei. That means if the hammer is on the chair, and now you want to sit down on the chair, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's also to move it away from the chair. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Maybe it's the kashri is now, by the pitchfork, it says you're allowed to feed the kid with it. I'm Mimiyak Lakoton. Dishlei Makula Hani Damastisan Ikul Yukmo Basuyin Miyuchodim Makach. It could have been in the Mishnah, all the other cases is Miyuchid. Nobody's miyachad a pitchfork to use to feed his kid. You could use it one time, you're stuck someplace, you have nothing else to feed your kid, you want to use it. But it's zichna miyuchad for that. And still the Mishnah says it's mutter. So it's more Elo Amar Rabba. How's Rabba Dingzach on Rabbi Yehuda? Elo Amar Rabba. Kurnir Shel Nefochim. We're talking about a regular blacksmith's hammer. Still, it's mutter to use on Shabbos. Let it use that hammer now to crack open nuts. And that's what we pass in. For Kesovar, we hold Dovah Shomlach Tel Yisr. It's a Kli Shomlach Tel Yisr.